Thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And Steve, you would think Boston, being such a big market, would be able to sustain an alternative weekly. Well, Providence might be a different story. It's a much smaller market. What happened in Boston?
They've been in business 47 years. And they've been probably one of the flagship alternative newspapers in the entire country, frankly. And there was a time when there was no paper any better. Unfortunately, or as the case might be, we have a terrible economic downturn in 2007 where literally millions of dollars of ad revenue sort of left the marketplace. We lost the record business. We lost the book business, the films. All these places found other ways to advertise and promote their products, which were less expensive and sometimes more effective. So we were left to try to get national revenue, and that just totally went away, starting like in 2007. They couldn't cut costs fast enough to keep up with the loss of revenue. So they sort of reinvented themselves last August, and the Boston Phoenix became essentially the Boston Phoenix magazine. And they went with a glossy cover. It was a really high-risk, but hopefully high-reward venture. The hope was to pick up the national advertising with the glossy product. They must have thought of a million different ways to try to save it, but in the end, Stephen just couldn't sort of justify the amount of money that he was having to put in to keep it going.
And Steve, I think the thing that's so surprising here is that while the Boston Phoenix is going away, they're going to continue publishing the Providence Phoenix. So what's different in Providence?
I think what you find in the across the whole country is that the large markets are losing their alternative weeklies, and in many cases, obviously their dailies are struggling as well. What we have found is that it really the local product and focusing on local, being smaller, speaking directly to the people, you know, on the streets, is a much more effective way to operate, if you will. So we are the Providence Phoenix. We basically cover things that are Providence and stay local, local, local. If you noticed recently, Warren Buffett just bought a whole bunch of local weekly newspapers. These papers can be very profitable, and it doesn't take a lot of people to run them.
And you're actually adding reporters.
We'll be adding, hopefully, one reporter. It's not set in stone yet. They said somebody misquoted someone and said four reporters. That was a mistake. We'll be hiring essentially finance, graphic design, production, sort of the back end, if you will, of the business.
So how have you recovered from the loss in ad revenue?
Well, we had 22 employees in 2008. Now I've got seven. We had to absolutely cut back in every possible area.
Now, what's your paper's long-term financial health? What's the picture right now?
I think the picture is as good as it's ever been.
Really?
We've been here 35 years. We're in a market that loves the product and has for a long, long time. The loyalty factor in Rhode Island and Providence is particularly high because we are their alternative.
And circulation numbers? How have those
Our
changed?
Our numbers stay the same. We put out 60,000 papers or so. And every week we monitor how many are picked up and how many are left. And we run very consistently at about a 95% to 96% pickup rate. So we don't want to print them if they're not going to be read.
And that's been consistent for about how long?
That's been consistent forever. It's almost amazing. No matter what sometimes we'll put a music cover on that might move a few points more, but it truly is remarkably stable.
Now, Steve Brown, in this instant Twitter online media landscape, what do you see as the role of the alternative weekly today?
I continue to see it as being outspoken on virtually everything we do, from politics to entertainment to art. We want to be out in front. We want to sort of give the angle that otherwise is not given. We want to give our reporters and our writers the opportunity to speak their voice. Hopefully that voice is something that our readers care about. So far, we've found that if we stay with our certain formula, focusing on a certain demographic, which in a sentence is 18 to 44, educated, generally single, and particularly the driving force is not having kids, so they have a lot of discretionary income and time. They can do whatever they want, whenever they want to do it. That is an important sort of factor of what we do.
Do you see a need to change any parts of your business model or the model of journalism that you're using to try to appeal to more people or different people?
No, I think it'd be a mistake. We have a niche. We have our market. To try to broaden it, I mean, there's no chance that we could appeal to someone who's just had a baby and is, you know, their life is their family then. They no longer need the Phoenix to tell them what to do on the weekends because they already know. And that's sort of what we are making. We don't ever want to change who we are reaching because we love our demo.
But is the fact that the news-consuming habits of your niche market is changing so much, does that change what your
How do you see
that?
I mean, the fact that they have they have Twitter and they have the internet to find things? Yeah, I think ultimately people become surprisingly consistent in their habits. When I say the pickup rate stays consistent, they go to the same place, they get the paper to the same place every week. We don't live on the 24-hour news cycle. We're not one of the people where you can pick it up and you're going to know what's in it because you read it or saw it somewhere else. It's a new product every week with certain consistencies regarding listings and just stuff in the clubs and the movies. And we try to maintain a freshness every week.
Steve Brown, from where you sit as associate publisher of the Providence Phoenix, what's the future for alternative weeklies across the country? Is consolidation the answer here?
No. It's sort of just the opposite. I think that what you're seeing here is us being given even more of an opportunity to do it ourselves. We know sort of the plant that we live on, and that's the same thing for the Portland Phoenix. Consolidation does not work on the editorial side. It might help on finance and production and the like, but it doesn't help what you're trying to do with your writers and your reporters.
And bottom line, are you concerned at all that in the long term they'll be closing you down just like they did Boston?
No. I feel very comfortable that if we keep our costs under control and focus more on new business and convincing people that, you know, my target audience is really attractive, that they will come to us and we'll be able to make, you know, more money.
Well, Steve Brown from the Providence Phoenix, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth.